Sitting comfortably now with your feet flat on the floor, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Feel your body relaxing completely. Exhale through your mouth. Take another deep breath in through your nose, and as you exhale through your mouth, imagine you are breathing out all of your negativity. See the dust leaving as you exhale. With your next breath in, see that you are breathing in pure white light, feeling the presence of the divine within you. Exhale. Take another deep breath in, relaxing your mind and spirit completely. You are standing on the steps of a house. It is the house you have dreamed of for so long. You are facing away from the house, seeing a pathway that leads to a gate. You walk along the path, leaving the house, and open the gate. You step through it, latching the gate behind you, and you wander for a bit until you find yourself in a field. Take time now to notice what is surrounding you. Is the wind blowing? Is the sun shining? Can you hear the birds? You choose a spot in the grass and sit down. You have your legs crossed and are completely comfortable. Your hands are on your knees, palms facing up, and you draw in a deep breath. As you do, you feel your root chakra begin to tingle as it connects to the earth. Your root chakra is at the base of your spine and begins to glow a deep red, beating with the pulse of life. As it does, you feel well balanced and sensible, stable and secure. Just above your root chakra is your sacral chakra. Your awareness shifts to the spot in the center of your pelvis, just below your belly button. You notice an orange color radiating from your sacral chakra. As it does, you become aware of the releasement of emotions and fears. This occurs freely and naturally, causing no disturbance to you. You feel an affinity with all life, passionately and without reservation. Now we come to your solar plexus. As you do, you see a yellow light shining forth from this chakra. As you focus on your solar plexus, you breathe deeply, feeling in control and elevating your sense of self-worth. Just above your solar plexus is your heart chakra. As this area comes into focus, you begin to see green lights. As you center your attention upon it, your heart chakra opens and the green light begins to wash all over you and your surroundings. As this happens, you connect to your compassionate aspect of your personality. You feel authentically friendly, capable of seeking out and participating in harmonious, nurturing relationships. Now you come to your throat chakra. As you do, a soft, light blue glow begins to glimmer. While you bring the throat chakra into focus, the light expands in intensity while maintaining a brilliant light blue color. Looking at it, You understand now why expressing yourself is easy and creative endeavors are deeply fulfilling. Moving up into your head, your attention is fixed now on your third eye. This chakra is in the lower part of your forehead, in the center of your eyebrows. It is an indigo blue color, a combination of the deepest shades of blue and violet. You leave this chakra for now, knowing that your attention will come back to it shortly. On the top of your head, in alignment with the location of your spine, is your crown chakra. You notice the color is a rich purple, and you feel connected to your wisdom. At this time, you have a strong feeling of being one with the universe. As your crown chakra opens, you become more aware of the many layers and aspects of this world and your connection to all of it. Return your focus now to your third eye. Again, you marvel at the indigo color. It is like nothing in this world. It is now time to open your third eye more fully so that you may continue to grow in your oneness and your connection to all life. You begin by visualizing a ball of energy that is the indigo color. See this ball of light in the area of your third eye. It is no bigger than a golf ball. As you watch it, you see it growing, not in size, but in intensity. As you do, you can feel your forehead tingling as the indigo blue light becomes activated, connecting you to your innate divinity. Take a few moments now to feel yourself completely in balance, deeply connected to all aspects and elements of life. Now that you are comfortable in this energized body, you stand up from where you were sitting in the grass. You resume walking through the field, feeling the grass swishing on your legs and feet. As you walk, notice any animals that are with you. You may hear sounds or see the animals clearly. Whether or not you have an awareness of them is of no matter. If you do see them, simply take note and thank them for accompanying you on this journey. In the distance, you notice a stand of trees. You make your way toward it and find a path leading through the woods. You walk on the path, noticing the canopy of leaves overhead. As you follow the path through the forest, you notice on the left side of the path that there is a small clearing. It looks like a sacred spot in these woods, for there are no trees or plants growing, and yet there is a natural sitting spot created by a fallen log. Intrigued, you enter the clearing and sit down. With your feet firmly on the ground, connected and rooted to the earth, You feel your third eye activate again. As you do, you become aware that there is someone just to the left of you. This awareness you have is coming from within you, from your intuition. Without turning to look, you say in your mind, "Hello," feeling joyful and loving. Because you are aware of your internal landscape, you may hear an answer from this soul sitting so close to you. You turn now to look at this being. Take some time now to get to know them. Observe what they look like if you can see them. Become aware of how you hear them responding to you if you can hear them. Observe how you feel in their presence. This is your spirit guide. You feel joyful and loving to be connected with this constant companion in your life. Your spirit guide is grateful for your acknowledgement and invites you now to ask any questions you may have. You begin by asking, "What is your name?" In this space, you know that you can trust the answer you receive, be it a thought, something you hear, a vision, or simply a knowing deep within you. Any answers you receive in this space are true. Knowing this, you begin to have a conversation with your guide now, asking any questions you'd like advice on. You know that the time to move on has come. You thank your spirit guide for their guidance, for their steadfast loyalty in your life, and promise to continue to build this relationship. Now that you've been here to this place and you've connected so deeply, you know that you can return here at any time to continue this conversation. You stand up, hug your spirit guide, and receive their blessing. You return now to the pathway in the woods. You pick up where you turned off, walking through the forest, enjoying the way the light plays through the trees' leaves. You continue to have an awareness of the animals that are around you. You may hear sounds or see the animals clearly at this time. Whether or not you have an awareness of them is not important. If you do see them, simply take note and thank them for accompanying you on your journey. Suddenly, you are through the woods and near the face of a cliff. You can see it towering before you. The top is so high that you aren't really able to see it clearly. You walk towards it, and as you get closer to the face of the cliff, you can see there are two powerful archangels standing there waiting for you. You arrive and they ask you, "Are you ready to ascend and meet your soul group?" You say yes and feel the angels wrap you in their strong, gentle, loving, and secure embrace. They tell you, "To help us move quickly up, hold your breath to help us ascend." You draw in a deep breath and hold it as their powerful wings lift you higher and higher up the face of the cliff. They land softly on a ledge so that you may release your breath. You do so now, and they ask, "Are you ready to go to the top?" You answer yes and breathe in a deep breath. The wind is rushing past you. You feel safe in their arms and are exhilarated by the speed at which you are moving. And finally, you have reached the top. You exhale, breathing deeply, and offer your thanks and gratitude to the angels who have brought you here. They point something out to you that is behind you, just over your shoulder. You turn and look and see a ring of seat-height stones. You go there now and enter the ring. You choose your seat, and now you say, "I am ready to meet you. Please come forward." Slowly you are joined in the ring. These seats are filled with your soul group. These are the beings who are helping you on a daily basis in making decisions about your life. You've been working with them unknowingly, calling their guidance and nudges instincts or gut feelings. And now you are connecting with them, beginning to understand the role they play in your life. Take some time now to get to know them. How wonderful it is to know who you are working with. You let this joy shine in your face, and your soul group are glad of your appreciation and your attempt to know them better. You know that you can count on them to be there for you. You know that you can trust and rely on the information you get now. You share your thanks for this knowledge with your guides. It is time to leave the circle and to make your way home. You bid your new friends goodbye, knowing that when you need them, you will be able to find them here again, waiting for you. As you walk away from the stones, you walk down the cliff, the road gently sloping all the way back to the field that you started this journey in. During this walk, you look at the face of the animal who has been walking with you throughout this experience. You look into their eyes and feel their smile. You are aware of their love and genuine desire to care for you and protect you. You bring your attention back to your crown chakra and feel it gently closing. Your third eye shrinks, becoming smaller till a pinpoint, and your root chakra glows red, beating with the pulse of life. You walk back across the field and to the gate of your house, and as you do, you are eager and excited. You cannot wait to get back and begin your work. You open your gate, enter your garden, and latch the door closed again. And as you do so, you re-enter this space. Welcome back. It's time to open your eyes.